理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. Thank you for joining us today. Today we begin a new lesson called Success in Creative Thinking. We're going to find out how to release that creativity in our minds.
Right. Fashion trends come and go, and people are constantly looking for new ideas. And sometimes it's just so hard to get that fresh new look. But today's article is going to give us some practical tips.
That's right. We want you to join us on page 34 as we begin Success in Creative Thinking.
Success in Creative Thinking. All of us face problems at school, at work, or at home. Unfortunately, we don't always know how to solve these problems. Our usual solutions may not work in every situation. That's why we need to think creatively. We need to be able to find creative solutions. You may not consider yourself a creative person, but you can still improve your creative thinking. If you change your thinking patterns, new ideas will emerge. Here are some ways to boost your creativity. Try these tips and see what happens.
Okay, well, our lesson begins with this deck that says, learn how to release your mind's creativity. So it gives me the impression, Liz, that we all have it, but maybe we just need to find a way to let it come out or release it.
Right. It's like a river or water. Just let it flow. Come out smoothly. Question is, how do you open that door?
Okay. Well, it begins by saying all of us face problems at school, at work, or at home. It's a way or it's part of our life that everyone at some point will face difficulties or problems.
Right. Big problems or small problems, either way, it's part of life. Unfortunately, well, as we see in the next sentence, unfortunately, we don't always know how to solve these problems.
Right, that's very true. A lot of times we'll face a problem and it's a very complicated or complex problem and we're not sure how to handle it or to solve that problem. To solve a problem means that you find a solution or an answer to that problem.
Right. Now, for a lot of people, whenever there is a problem, they may have a particular way of approaching it. For example, there's always that one person that they'll go to for a solution, or there's just some special routine that they will follow in order to come up with an answer. However, as we see in the next sentence, our usual solutions may not work in every situation.
Right. Sometimes we'll face a problem and we have to use a different approach totally. So the usual solutions that we've used will not work in this situation. We have to find some other way to handle it or deal with it.
Right. And the thing is, for some people, that's just so hard because they've never thought about the fact that there might be another way to approach the problem. But that's why we need creativity, as we see in the next sentence. That's why we need to think creatively.
You know, I think of parents when I think of this because I think parents often, they think, okay, I can just deal with each child this way in my family. Mm-hmm. But there are different things that come up and you have different personalities with children. You might have to be very creative so that you know how to handle each problem as they come.
Right. And if you can be very creative, you can come up with creative solutions, as we see in the last sentence of the paragraph. We need to be able to find new or creative solutions.
Okay, not just any solution, but creative solutions. Solutions that end with a win-win situation. Both people win. It turns out to be a good solution to the problem.
Right, and it will involve a lot of imagination because you need to come up with that new, fresh perspective.
Now, our writer says you may not consider yourself to be a creative type of person. So a lot of times there are people that think, oh, I'm very creative. Others say, I don't have a creative bone in my body, so I'm not creative at all.
Right. Now, for some people, they might have that kind of an impression of themselves because others have told them that. Others may have forced this particular way of thinking on them, making them think that this is just the way I am. I am boring. I am set in my ways, and I can never be creative. However, that kind of mindset can be changed.
That's right. And I do think it's true. There are people who can easily think creatively, and others it may be more difficult. But from this lesson, we're going to learn that we can do certain things that will help all of us. Now, notice it says, but you can still improve your creative thinking. So even if you don't consider yourself a creative thinker, you can improve your creativity.
I love that word. Improve, because there's always room for improvement. We may not become experts in certain things, but there's always something that we can work on to make it better. We can improve our creative thinking. And also notice, if you change your thinking patterns, new ideas will emerge.
Okay, so if you change your thinking patterns, we all have a certain way that we think about things. This is called a pattern. It's a regular way that you think about something. So if you have this certain pattern and you don't go outside of that pattern, you probably won't think creatively. But if you can adjust it or change it in some way, as it says here, then you will have new ideas. They will emerge.
Right. They will emerge. They will appear. They will come out, in other words.
Okay, so emerge. When anything emerges, it surfaces, it comes out. You can now see it. Let's review that in this conversation.
Do you know what's wrong with little Johnny?
No, but he's been very unhappy all day, and I can't figure out why.
Maybe if we watch and listen carefully, the reason will emerge.
I hope so. I don't like it when Johnny is unhappy.
If only he could tell us what's wrong.
But you know he can't. So let's just wait and watch. Maybe the cause of the problem will emerge.
I hate it when our little dog is unhappy.
Me too.
Okay, so to emerge, something comes up, rises up, or surfaces, or comes, it appears, you can now see it. We might say, our boss went on vacation, and when he returned, he emerged a new man.
Right. So if you want these new ideas to emerge, the author suggests that we change our thinking pattern. And how do we do that? Well, as we see in line 10, here are some ways to boost your creativity. Now, what does that mean, boost?
Okay, well, it just means that it's going to help us have creativity. It's going to lift us up, or it's going to cause those things to rise up so that they can emerge. That's the idea. Here are some ways to boost your creativity, to help your creativity out. So our writer's going to give us some tips or some ideas on how to do this.
To boost. So you can boost your test scores, for example, mm-hmm. if you maybe get some extra tutoring on the side to help you raise your test score, to boost your test score.
That's right. And actually, we can boost a person, can't we, up physically. If maybe we're trying to reach a light or something and we're trying to get to a higher position, we may ask someone for a boost so they would help us to get a little higher. Well, notice it says, try these tips and see what happens. If you want to boost your creativity, maybe you can practice some of the tips that our writer will be giving us.
Right. If you want these new ideas to emerge, if you want to boost your creativity, let's check out the following tips.
That's right. But before we do that, we want to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room and take a short break. Don't go away.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. So Rachel, does your creativity need a boost?
Probably. Hey, let's talk about the word boost for a second. To boost something means to shove or to push it. But a boost can also be an increase in something or an encouraging comment.
So I could say her compliment gave him a boost?
That's right. And we may talk about a boost in salary, which means an increase in your salary.
I've got another example. Did you know that some Chinese herbs can boost your immune system?
No, I didn't. You'll have to tell me more about those herbs, Ken, because my immune system can always use a good boost.
I sure will. Boost 这个字可以当名词也可以当动词，就是举起、推起、增加的意思。常常用在这个片语 to give 某人 a boost。比如说 ，our victory gave our confidence a boost。哦，胜利让增加了我们的信心，或直接用动词 ，our victory boosted our confidence。Now, are there any idioms that have the similar meaning as boost?
Yes, if you give someone a boost, you are lending a hand. That means you're willing to help the other person.
Or how about giving a leg up?
Great example. If you give someone a leg up, then you're also giving that person a boost.
帮助他人，我们可以用片语 lend 某人 a hand, 就是助他一臂之力，或者 give 某人a leg up, 这个片语呢我们可以想象、哦、如果有一个人要骑马你可以让他在上马的时候 give him a leg up, 就是帮他让他的脚能够踩上那个马凳就等于 give him a boost, 协助他。
And students, we hope that studying Studio Classroom will boost your grade in English. Time for a break, we'll be right back.
Who said this? There are no problems, only opportunities to be creative. A. Mark Twain. B. Dory Rodger. C. William Shakespeare. Who said this? There are no problems, only opportunities to be creative. B. Dory Rodger. Well,Maybe we do have problems, but think of them as opportunities to find creative solutions, and maybe that will help you solve them. True or false? Another word for creative is resourceful. True or false? Another word for creative is resourceful. True!And if you're creative and resourceful, then I'm sure you can think of other words, too, like innovative, ingenious, imaginative, inventive, inspired. Isn't this fun?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We want to continue with our lesson success in creative thinking. We all want to be more successful at creative thinking.
That's right. If you want some new ideas to emerge, the author suggests that we have to change our thinking patterns, and we're going to get some practical tips.
That's right. Join us on page 34 and line 13 now as we take a look at Be Curious.
Success in creative thinking. Be curious. Think about things that you do or use every day. Don't take them for granted. Ask, why are things done the way they are? Then think about how they could be done better or differently. Sometimes the best ideas come from combining old ideas or changing them slightly.Avoid being immediately critical. When you think of a new idea, write it down and save it. Don't immediately think, that idea could never work. Many inventions came from ideas that seemed impossible at the time.
Okay, I like this first tip. Be curious. I think a lot of peopleare curious, but maybe they're curious in the wrong ways. I don't know. But this is a good thing or good place to start. It says, think about things that you do or use every day. This is where we can begin with our curiosity.
Right. Now, you may wonder why, because if it just happens every day, why should I bother thinking about them? Well, the author continues on with a statement, don't take them for granted. Take for granted.
Okay, when we take something for granted, what we're doing basically is we're using it or we're experiencing something without really thinking about it or appreciating it.
Right. So stop taking things for granted. Instead, start asking yourself some questions. Notice in the next sentence, ask, why are things done the way they are?
That's a good question. Why are things done the way they are? A lot of times we just think this is the way it's always been done, so that's the way it should be done. We take things for granted. We assume that that's the way it should be done.
Right. Now, before you begin to think, now that sounds silly. Why should I do that? Because things are the way they are. The author continues on with a second question. How could they be done better or differently?
You know, when I read this, it makes me think of inventors. It makes me think of people like that who are not satisfied with the way things are. Mm-hmm. They want to think outside the box, we might say. They look at objects, they look at other things, and they think, how could we improve on that?
Right. You can say they're dreamers. Mm-hmm. They dream about better opportunities or an improvement of something. In fact, as we see in the next sentence, sometimes the best ideas come from combining old ideas or changing them slightly.
That's right. A lot of times it's not a complete new invention, but it's changing something slightly to make it more efficient or more effective. So these thinkers, these creative thinkers, they're not willing to just be satisfied with the way things are.
Right. And I love people who think of how they can take something old and give it a new twist, as we say in English. That means take something old, but then don't use it the old way. Find a new way to use old things.
Okay, so they may adjust it or change them slightly. Now, when we say something was changed slightly, there's not a drastic change or even a huge change, but a little bit of a change that makes it better.
Right. In fact, just a small little change, a slight change, it allows you to still appreciate what that thing used to be, and yet because of that small change, things feel fresh.
Okay, so be curious. Be a person who's very curious. Now, let's look at the second one. It says, avoid being immediately critical. Now, a lot of people are like this. They judge things very quickly, and that's what it means to be critical. You judge things very quickly. Maybe you criticize things too often.
Right. I think of somebody who would be so eager to find something wrong in something. Whether it's true or not is a different story, but they're just eager to find fault. That's what being critical is. And the author says, don't be critical too quickly. Why? Well, when you think of a new idea, write it down and save it.
Okay, so sometimes when we have a new idea, we start to think about it just in the beginning, and we think, no, that won't work. And we just give up on the idea. But if we would write it down and give more thought to it later on, who knows? Maybe it will become a good idea.
Exactly. As we see in the next sentence, many inventions came from ideas that seemed impossible at the time. Perhaps at the moment that idea doesn't seem quite possible, but you just need to work on it a little more and it might become something quite possible.
And we've seen so many things that have happened like this, even inventions. People thought of something and they thought it would work. Even I think of the Wright brothers. They wanted to fly. They worked so hard at that. They would never have imagined, probably, that we would fly like we do today all over the world.
Exactly. Back then, a lot of people would have laughed. Perhaps even before then, people would have thought that they're crazy. But they worked at it and worked and worked, and it worked.
Right. Maybe the first idea, some of them thought, oh, this is crazy. They criticized it. They didn't see the value of it. But they didn't give up. They kept working at it, making changes. And as it says here, many inventions came from ideas that seemed impossible at the time. So at the very beginning, it seemed this would never work. But later on, we know what happened.
Right. So I see that these two tips, they actually have a connection. Mm-hmm. First of all, be curious, start thinking about how things could be better, how things could be improved. And even if it seems impossible or very difficult, don't give up on it.
You know, I've taken some lessons on creative thinking, and I've also instructed some. And I think it's very important that when you get into a group, especially if you have a brainstorming session,
right,
that no one can be critical, that you make a rule. No one can be critical. Any idea that comes out, you think about it and you think it's a great idea and everybody tries to build on it because you never know what could come out of that. So we have the tendency, as it says here, to be critical, but we should try to avoid that.
Right, because we have to stop and get out of that thinking pattern. We need to get away from the old way of thinking things in order to be creative so we can release those creative ideas.
You know, when I think of this too, I think about there are some people you say, oh, let's try this. Oh, that'll never work. Oh, let's try this. But,
right.
And they always have a but or a reason why you shouldn't go that direction. But if we, as you said, Liz, get away from that thinking pattern that we're so familiar with and try to let new ideas come in, who knows what we would come up with.
Right. Sometimes it's okay to be a little crazy, perhaps. It's good to be realistic, but sometimes if you want those new ideas to appear, you need to put some of those
wild ideas together.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Well, it looks like it's time for us to review our lesson. Students, join us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章我们第一个来看 pattern 这个名词。 Pattern 在这里是指模式或方式，例如课文提到的 thinking pattern 是指 思考模式，或者是 pattern of behavior 行为的模式。如果是依据或者是遵循某种模式的话，是用 follow a pattern 这个动词片语。例如 all three of the recent bank robberies followed the same pattern. 最近发生的三起银行抢案都是沿用同一个手法。再来看的是 emerge 这个动词。emerge 在这里是指形成或者产生。 例如, through intensive discussion, a new management system emerged. 经过密集的讨论，新的管理制度产生了。Emerge 也指出来或出现。例如, the alligator emerged from the lagoon. 鳄鱼从湖中出现。最后我们看 take something for granted 这个成语。Take something for granted 是指将某件事当作是理所当然的。 例如, we tend to take everything we own for granted. 我们常常将自己所拥有的一切当作是理所当然的。如果是 take someone for granted, 是指将某人所付出的当作是理所当然。例如, she felt that she was taken for granted. 她觉得别人对她的付出不知感激。And it's time for us to say goodbye. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Pattern. Jeff eats lunch and then takes a nap. That's his daily pattern. Emerge. If you keep asking the right questions, the truth will eventually emerge. Take something for granted. Don't take your health for granted. Take good care of your body. Critical. Don't be so critical of Miranda's idea. I think it could work. Success in creative thinking. All of us face problems at school, at work, or at home. Unfortunately, we don't always know how to solve these problems. Our usual solutions may not work in every situation. That's why we need to think creatively. We need to be able to find creative solutions. You may not consider yourself a creative person, but you can still improve your creative thinking. If you change your thinking patterns, new ideas will emerge. Here are some ways to boost your creativity. Try these tips and see what happens. Be curious. Think about things that you do or use every day. Don't take them for granted. Ask, why are things done the way they are? Then think about how they could be done better or differently. Sometimes the best ideas come from combining old ideas or changing them slightly. Avoid being immediately critical. When you think of a new idea, write it down and save it. Don't immediately think, that idea could never work. Many inventions came from ideas that seemed impossible at the time.
You know, Liz, a moment ago you mentioned it's important to even be a little crazy sometimes when you're doing this creative thinking, right?
Right. Sometimes when we're trying to get as many good ideas as we can, it's okay to aim far. Go wild, because you're just trying to see if you can get as many creative ideas as possible.
You know, sometimes I'll go to a store, I'll see something somebody's selling, and I think, well, that was a crazy idea, but it works. So I think it is important that we're not afraid to be a little crazy sometimes. Use your mind. Well, students, we'll be back next time with more of this lesson. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye.
Bye.